Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Hei in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting in the fifth line from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Koyra Achas Mal Shetatir Shnei Mevoyes. The Rebbe Chaim explains it. You have two Mevoyes, meaning two Mevoyes, one next to each other. And in between the two Mevoyes, you have a lower wall. Now the question is, can he put a koyra, can he put a crossbeam that will go from the edge of one wall of one of the mavoyas and go across and reach the wall which is in the edge of the other mavoy, and it will be on top of the wall which is in between the mavoyas? Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmi Omar, Rav Zeir Rav Avoh, chad omar asur, chad omar mutar. One said it's asur, one said it's mutar. And the Gemara explains, the one who says, Asur, it's if this beam is higher than three tfachim from that middle wall. So then, it's not, you don't have the koiro in within the two walls of each mavoi, and it doesn't work. If it's within three tfachim of the middle wall, so it's considered to be that it's touching the middle wall on both sides, so you have a koiro in both mavois. Says the Gemara, Rav Zohar Abayi, Rav Zohar asked the question, Chotzer Bameh Hiniteres, how do you matir a chotzer? So until now he spoke about a mavoi. A mavoi is that, as we mentioned, as a cul-de-sac, it's really a street, that there's chatzeres, there's courtyards that open to it. A chotzer is where you have houses opening to it, as the one's going to explain in a moment. And if you have a chotzer who has an opening, and the completely nifritza, one side is completely open, how do you make that side closed? Because the idea of a koyu and a lechi only works by a mavi. Says the Gemara, Ashkach Tanim, we found the Braisa that says, Rabbi Oimer Pasechod, Vechorim Oimer Bishnei Pasim. Rabbi says you can have one board on the side, on the entrance, and that's good enough. Chachorim say you have to have two boards. Rabbi Yirmi Yabashir Abchio, Halacha Kediv Oimer Bishnei Pasim. We pass Halacha, you need to have two boards. Ubilvad, Pas shel arba tfochim mikan, pas shel arba tfochim mikan. And not only that, you have to have two boards. Each board has to be a chash of a board, has to be at least four tfochim in width. Rabbi Yisuf Shabbi Yochanan says, Halach kediv arim abishtei pasim. He says, really, that Rabbi Yochanan did say, you have to have two boards. Va'ani arim abai, I say, pas echot. And I say, one board is enough. Ubilvad, pas shel arba tfochim, it needs to be at least four tfochim. And according to Rav Chaim, we take away the next few words and we go in, Ve'inkan, Ela Pash Shosh Tfochim Mikan, Shosh Tfochim Mikan. In addition, I hold that even the one who says you have to have two passim, it needs to be at the minimum a pass, a board of three tfochim. Each side should be at least three tfochim. Says the Gemara, Avadom, Avashir Rabbi Yochanan, Mashav, that the way he understood, the name Rabbi Yochanan, it's Pas Koshu Mikan, Pas Koshu Mikan. He understood that he said it's a small board, a small pole on each side is good enough. And he says, no, Rabbi Yochanan says you have to have at least three tfachim on each side. That's what he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. And he himself holds a one pass enough if it's four tfachim. Now that we mentioned that there's a difference between a chotzer and a mavoi, the Gemara says, "Of zohiru of chunu b'sharav, mavoi she'orkoi v'roch b'shovim, einam nitoros belechi v'koyu al pasuk chotzer." So, what is the definition of a mavoi? The Gemara now says the first definition is that the length has to be more than the width, and that's the tzura of a mavoi, which has a few chatzeros open to it. The length is greater than the width, but if the length and the width are the same, it doesn't have a din of a mavoi; it's a din of a chotzer, and you can't do a lechi and a koyu. Shmuel heard this and he repeated it 40 times. One of the kids from the army camp, one of the kids did not say this way. Shmuel said, I know that a mavoi, the length has to be more than the width, but by how much? He said, even a little bit. As long as the length is something what more than the width, has a din of a mavoi. He repeated it 40 times. Why? Because sometimes he's going to need this question and he won't find Rav to ask the question. So he wants to repeat it many times so he will know it by heart. Says the Gemara Talmud Tanin, we learned over there, the same way the Mov is treated towards the Chatzeres is like the Chatzer is treated towards the Batim. And what's been dag from here, the Mashu, there's a few Chatzeres in a Mov. What is the minimum amount? How many courtyards you need to have open to a mavi? Rav Shmuel Taver and Amrin Ein Lehem Pochas Mishtaim. At least a minimum of two. Doesn't have to be two next to each other. It can be one across from each other in the mavi. That's good enough. Rabbacher Abchino B'Shav Yichud Olomar Avilu Chotzer Mikan U'Bayis Mikan Bayis Mikan U'Chonis Mikan. He says you can have a courtyard that has no house open to it, and you can have a house open to the Mavi with no chotzer to it, and or a house on one side and a store on the other side. As long as you have two diurim, two people living there, it's considered to be a Mavi. Continues the Gemara of Hamun Beis. So until now, the Gemara brought a few opinions. Is that to be two chatzers, a chotzer and a bais, a bais and a chanus? Says the Gemara now, Rav Nachman about Yaakov b'Shar b'Yechanon, Mavo in pochos m'shte chatzers, Mavo has to have at least two courtyards. V'chotzer in a pchut m'shte bati, v'chotzer has to have at least two houses. Mavo is sh'orikov v'roch b'shovim, and as we mentioned before, if the Mavo, the length and the width are the same, ein anitor b'lech v'koyre the pasiv k'chotzer, has a din of a chotzer as well. Shmuel Shomal Rav Kameya Orko Yosa Roch. But the Gemara repeats what we said before. Shmuel asked Rav, how much will length will be more than the width? For Amar Lekoshe said even a little bit. And the reason for this is because Ayin Dairoyo Dar Yisrael Mirabon. The Chatzeres of Eretz Yisrael are all square, so if it's not square, it's a Mavoi. All this is the quote of Nachar by Yaakov. Continue the Gemara and says like this. Chamisha Mavois Ptuchim Lemavoi. You have one long street, a Mavoi, and it has five small streets open to it. So what does this mean? So Chaim explains like this. If you look at it as a one big shot, there's more oimid than parutz. There's more closed than open because you look at all the mevoyes as one. You have one long one, and then you have short ones that connect to it. They all have more houses and walls than openings. But the small mevoyes are not completely attached to the large mevoy. There's a little bit of a distance between the large mevoy and the openings of the small mevoy. So if you look at them specifically, look at them on their own, then the large mavoi has more openings than closed. He has five openings, which are not connected to a wall. So he has more parutz than oimet. Still, ein atzorich koiro in this process. We look at all this big mavoi, one big mavoi. I make a tikkun in the entrance of the big mavoi, and I don't need to do in the entrances to the small mavois other tikkunim. But if there's a distance between the small mavoi, the entrance of the small mavoi, to the large mavoi, there is more than four amos, then uflag, then it's considered to be separated, and then the opening in the large mavoi will require its own lechi hakoira. When you have openings in Rishus Rabim, Chaim brings two explanations. Either it's Rishus Rabim itself, or it's a mavoi which is part of Rishus Rabim. So if you have doors open to Rishus Rabim, niftachim, when they open, nasim yukoyim Rishus Rabim, then the part of Rishus Rabim. Ninalim, you close the doors, nasim yukoyim Rishus Yachid, that means it can change, depends if you open or close the doors. You have a mavoi open to the sea, it is open to the valley, which means it's considered to be open to a carmelis and needs a lechi and koiro. Don't think that because it's open to the sea, I look at the sea as a mechitza, as a wall, and therefore it will not require a lechi and a koiro. And the reason is because you're afraid that maybe the sea will dry out, and there will be in that area a land, and if so, you will have a problem of a mavoi opening to a carmelis. This mavoi Rav Chanin, you don't really need to Pesach. Why? Has that slope that it goes up 10 tfachim within 3 amas, so therefore it's considered to be as a wall, so it's considered to be as a mechitza, so whatever is beyond, whatever is behind that aliyah, that slope, has a mechitza. But still, the houses that are in front of that slope, that are between the door and the slope, they don't have a wall. So they need something in the door, therefore they need a takon over there to be misak in the opening of the mavoi for the first part of the mavoi. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, Im yesh latzuas ha-pesach ha-pi shu yochem esra amos eino tzorech lemait. If you have an opening even greater than 10 amos, if it has tzuas ha-pesach, the shape of a door, so then you don't have to make it smaller. Chananyo bash shilmayo have a yosiv mitnio l'chia brei d'rav. So Chananyo bash shilmayo was the Rebbe teaching Chia, the son of Rav, this Mishnah. Rav took out his head and min kavosof in the window. Omer leiskin, he said, it's not right. Even if he had suas pesach, he cannot have an opening more than 10 amos. Omer lei, so said Chananyo, v'lo nitni aken, you should not say this Mishnah this way. Omer lei, tetanisi, you should say the Mishnah this way. V'odoy de leiskin, but when you teach him, tell him that's not the halacha. Says the Gemara, Abba Baruna, my tzuras pesach, what a tzuras pesach? Kone mikan v'gam yal gabeim. It's a pole from one side, pole on the other side, and vertical poles, And on top of it, you have a gemi, a reed, meaning a small little string that will create Suas HaPesach. Rav Yanai Bar Shmuel b'shem Shir Melokish, what you require is a tzir uben tzir. Meaning not only you have to have Suas HaPesach, you have to have a place to install the door. You have to have a hinge, you have to have the hole where the door turns on. Lo yeh mechusa el adelas. It needs to be prepared to put a door on it. Tarim b'chiyo ketzad matir mishusa rabim. Meaning a mother who's open to Shus Rabbi, how do you make it mutter? Rabbi Yudo, Oimer, Lechimikan, or Koremikan, Koremikan. Rabbi Yudo holds the two mechitz is enough. He holds in every opening you put either a lechi or a koyo. The Choyoimrim, Lechi, the Koremikan. One side can have a lechi or a koyo. For he's a Tsuas Pesach Mikan, but the other side has to have Tsuas Pesach. Rabbi Yudo, Bishop Mishmo, Bav Yitzchok, Tsir Uben Tsir, Loye Mechusa Ladels. It's not enough Tsuas Pesach. You need to do this hinge and the hole where the door swings on, in order to be able to install a door immediately. What did you get from your rabbis regarding the door? Rav Eli b'Shir Avichanon said, meaning he answered, only needed Suas HaPesach, you don't have to have the tzir or bar tzir, you don't have to have the hinge. Says the Gemara, so it comes out to Mechlekes, how much you need for Suas HaPesach. Says the Gemara, you see, Rabbonin de'ocho kedatun, Rabbonin de'tamon kedatun. I mean, the Rabbanon over here in Eretz Yisrael, the whole you have to have tzir bar tzir, they go l'shitasim. And Rabbanon there, Rabbanon in Bavel, that says you don't need so much, they go l'shitasim as well. What is? Explains the one that Bavel and Aleph. Rabbanon Tamon, what is Rabbanon there? The Inun Amin Tzur Sapesach Shahom recording Mikan, the Gamay Al-Gabayin. That said Tzur Sapesach has only two poles in a string on top of it. The Inun Amin Leiskin. They said that the halacha is not like our Mishnah, that the door opening can be more than 10 amos. This has to be less. So in there, the way they understand is, the idea of the opening is a small opening, which is a Pesach, which is a door already on its own. So it's a Pesach, just gives it a little more formation of a door, and that's all you need. But they require to have the hinge, to have the hole, and all you're missing is the door. They hold that the psak in the Mishnah is even an opening of greater than 10 amos is good enough. So the Shitasim, they hold when you have opening more than 10 amos is fine. So for that you need a stronger door in order to make it a mechitza. What's a stronger door? All you're missing is to put the actual door. Rabbanan of Bavel, they hold that the opening is smaller, they don't require more than Suas HaPesach. Says the Gemara, Chananya ben Achiya b'Shua, Imer b'Chamo, Imer b'Delas Mikam, b'Delas Mikam. When you have a Mavoi, which is open on both sides, you have to put a door in each one, a door in each side of the Mavoi. Okay, Shu Machnis Moitzi, when he goes in and out, V'Noyel has to close the door. They say you have a door on one side, and the others have to have Suas HaPesach. Meaning that you have to have an actual door. Isn't it enough what we said before, a tzir bar tzir, the hinge and the hole of the door? Why do I have to have a door itself? Meaning with the door, you close it. It's not just enough to have the potential to have a door. You have to have an actual door and close the mavi. You have to actually create a mechitza. Concludes the Gemara, the story here with the doors. When you do Tzuras HaPesach, don't do it in the opening, in the entrance of the Mavoi, but go four Amos inside, and there you put Tzuras HaPesach. And the reason is because sometimes Bnei Rishus HaRabim, they go into the Mavoi, and then they mevatel this opening. So that's why you want to put the door a little more inside, four Amos inside. Rav Ivan, Hoyri, Hakehahen. And Rav Ivan paskin this way to put the door, not in the entrance, but four Amos into the Mavoi. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Hei.